Epilogue. Terra, Outer System. Courland was in the Strategium when the Alcazar Remembered broke warp back in the Sol system. Transit back to the Terran system had been swift, the warp roar of the Orcs momentarily quelled. A few hundred Space Marines had made the journey with him, perhaps 10 times that number from the Astra Militarum, Imperial Navy and Cult Mechanicus had been lifted from the city before the Orcs had reclaimed it. Nobody had felt like celebrating a victory. The Strategium was tense. There had been no confirmed contact with Terra. It was impossible to know whether the strike had been in time. Were they simply returning to the ashes of the throne world? Courland did not think so. When the time came, the great beast would have led the attack. He had learnt as much from the actions of Vulcan.
"Any transmissions?" he asked Kale.
The shipmaster shook his head. Fane was with him. So many were not. The exemplar remarked as much.
"They will be honored, each one," the last of the Imperial Fists replied. "They were all heroes of the Imperium, from the mighty such as Odenathus, who fell against the great beast itself, to the first guardsman who died in the planet strike. And Vulcan, his passing shall be mourned for millennia. Without each and every one of them, we could not have prevailed. It is our duty that their deaths are not squandered. We have shown what we can do when united in ambition and led with purpose. The Orcs have shown us how broken we had become. The wounds are still raw, but it is not too late to tend them, brother."
"Lord Commander, I'm detecting a powerful transmission," one of the deck officers announced. "Source origin is Terran orbit. Looped signal, all major channels. I'm going to..."
The officer stood up straight, face ashen, headset falling to his console. His terrified gaze moved to Courland, while his mouth continued to work silently, unable to form the words needed.
"Unaudible!"
the Lord Commander snapped. The officer's trembling finger activated a rune. The speakers crackled into life, and from them issued a deep, grating voice, slowly repeating the same words.
"I am Slaughter. I am Slaughter. I am Slaughter. I am Slaughter."